Back in the day, perms were big business. My column on perms prompted a good response from other fans of curly locks. Our reader picture was sent in by Rosemary Story. Her mother, Beatrice Twigg, born in 1909, was a hairdresser from the time she left school and had her own salon in London. Rosemary told me when she retired, the Science Museum in London collected the permanent waving machine for its display. Before it was collected, she, Mum, used the machine and curlers on my hair so we could take photographs to show how everything was used. The photographs were taken 57 years ago. The machine was made by iCor. The next newer machine was called the Madison Magic. Then the cold perms came in, for which no machines were used. Paul Oscroft trained as a hairdresser in the late 60s at a salon called Bernard of Mayfair in the centre of Birmingham, and had his own salon in the 70s. In the 80s, he became technical trainer for Weller, teaching hairdressers how to perm. Paul said, "When I had my own salon in the 70s, perming was big business, and I had lots of men and women booking in for a perm. In the 1980s, one of the trends was using molten brown sponge rollers to perm with. I still remember the smell of perm lotion when you entered a salon, which they don't smell of any longer."